Hello, honey. This is Sunday, January the 14th. A nice, lazy Sunday afternoon. The sun is shining. It's about 85 degrees. There's no birds singing, but it's a real pretty day. Just a fine day to sit down and talk to you for 15 or 20 minutes. Tell you about how things are going. Let you know how I feel. And to sort of just have a little conversation that we can maybe pass the time until about this time next month when I'll be home with you to sit down in the old easy chair and rear back and talk about everything under the sun. As in most of these tapes, I haven't anything planned to talk about except, to start with this morning. I got up bright and early about 6 o'clock and snuck down and got me a big pot of coffee. I came back and drank my coffee and sit around a little while and read some of my inspirational literature and went up to breakfast. And while at breakfast, the chaplain said, "Carl, you know, you're reading the scripture today." And I said, "Well, no, I didn't know it, but thanks for telling me." So then I came home from breakfast, and at 10 o'clock I went to church and read the scripture lesson. Each Sunday he has somebody reading the scripture, and he's looking for somebody that comes often enough so that he can call on them every once a month or so. And so I read the scripture lesson this morning, and after the lesson he said, "Boy, you read that so even I can understand it." He said, "I'd like to call on you a little more often." And I said, "I'm your boy, chaplain. Call on me anytime you want to. I enjoy reading the scripture." And I told him how I started practicing reading the scripture aloud. Remember when you and I was in Orange, Texas, and I started reading aloud down there? Well, he thought that's mighty fine, so it looks like I've got another little job on Sunday, some Sundays, to take care of. Well, in the meantime, between breakfast and, no, it was after church, I came back and I found a message that had to be acted on, so I sent an answer out and then went up to lunch. And so this afternoon I've just been kind of lolling around here. I had to go and meet my counterpart at 2 o'clock, and I had a meeting with him until just a while ago, and found out he wanted to go with me to a conference I have to attend down in Way next Wednesday. So I came back and sent a message out requesting transportation for him. And that's about all it did on this lazy day. I'm sitting here in my room now just looking at your picture and admiring that beauty of yours. That's the prettiest picture I've ever seen. I wish I should have an enlargement of something like that. I think I'll ask somebody if they can make me a 10-foot large picture of that so I can paste it on my wall and here, and when I wake up in the morning, there you'll be looking at me. Wouldn't that be something? I'll fix the lights so that they, little hidden lights, so they shine on you, and you'll always be watching over me in my little room. Did I ever tell you about this room I've got? It's about 15 by 12. Got an awful high ceiling, about 15 feet high, kind of built on an old French structure, and they make them out here high because it's real hot. And it's a cement, kind of gray and dull, and they have French electric fixtures, which are fluorescent bulbs or lights, the long kind. And these light cords are just hung in small tubes all over the place. It's really a cruddy job. And anybody that has looked at houses would wince to see how they put these things together. Then I have a hot locker, pretty good sized one, that didn't work when I got here. Then I have a cupboard with a long mirror on it, and a chest of drawers, and a washstand, and a great big bed, as I think I've told you, as big as ours at home. And it's a double spring mattress, though, and isn't very comfortable. And a writing stand and a bookcase, or a table at the head of my bed, one side, one of the lamp tables that I keep all my reading literature on. I've got an air conditioner in here that I haven't had to use yet. It's been too chilly, but I tried it out and it works pretty good. So when the heat gets on this summer and fall, I should be able to use my air conditioner in here to keep me pretty cool, because man, it gets hot. When I came here in October, it was a pistol. I didn't know whether I was going to go through it or not, and I think you've got some of my letters that will verify all the tortures I went in during the heat. Maybe when the next heat wave comes along, I'll be here and I'll be conditioned to it as it gets real hot. But today's a beautiful day, almost like spring, and the people are moving around lazily. They ride a lot of bicycles here in this town. And I told you, this is strictly a country town, and these people are strictly country folks. The people live in town are sort of city-fied, but just small city-fied. They're not real sophisticated like the Saigon people. And they have their own, I'm getting used to their stores, and they have their own businesses and stores and barbershops and restaurants, a heck of a lot different than we have, but they sell to one another. Their economy isn't too big. They sell a lot of little trinkets, and there's a hardware store up the street, up on the main street. There's a few drug stores, the old Chinese type, where they sell herbs, you know, where they have all those bottles of herbs. I wish I could understand the language a little so I could talk to one of them guys and see what all those herbs do. I'll bet they've got a herb for everything that goes wrong with a guy. I'd be willing to try some of it. If it would do me any good, I think it might make me feel pretty spirited if I could try some of that stuff. But I feel pretty spirited anyway. I really don't need anything since I got my skinny pills. I take one every morning, and I feel real good. I don't have too much of an appetite. And I've been cutting down on my intake, thinking maybe I could stay down a little bit until I got home anyway, because I don't feel too good when I get a little weight on me, as you know.